Now, that would be Jackson. Underneath, shot up and good. Maine got behind the defense and scores for Central. Darnhorst gives it to Green on the right wing. She'll drive, puts the floater up, and it's good. Jillian Green from the right side. And it's 7-2. Lady Zizzers with the lead here. McCauley will bring it up across the timeline. Down the lane, kicks it out. KM's jumper is no good. And Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams is going to push it up the floor. McWilliams on the right side now. Now she'll give it to Darnhorst on the right wing. Darnhorst back up top to McWilliams. He'll go around the horn to Green. Down to Peterson in the left corner. And now Peterson's going to dribble up. McWilliams in the lane, and she's going to get fouled on the shot. McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And Bacalli picks up the foul, her first, second team foul. And Ainsley McWilliams to the free throw line, the freshman, shooting two. And the first one's good. And Gabby Root will check in now, and KM will go to the bench for Lady Indians. And McWilliams' second free throw is coming up. And it's good. Lady Zizzers have opened up a 9-2 lead over the Lady Indians. And they're coming up the floor in a hurry is Root. Now she'll back it out to Bacalli. They'll go into Gabby Root. Root will give it up to Jackson. On the right side, that's Bacalli. She'll pull up for a three, and it's good. And Bacalli with her first points of the ball game. Green on the left side. She'll drive the baseline, puts it off the backboard, no good. And the rebound comes down to Lady Indians. Bacalli will bring it up the floor. She'll slow it down, cross the timeline, set up the offense. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. West Plains leads it 9-5. It's Maine with the basketball up top to Gabby Root on the right side, Bacalli on the wing. Bacalli looking, being guarded by Zoe Darnhorst. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Bacalli. She's going to, it's a loose ball. Shaylee Peterson gives it to McWilliams down on the post. And now shot up, no good that time. By Green, and it's going to be Lady Indian basketball. Lady Zizzers still picking up full court, man-to-man. Bacalli will bring it up the floor. Bacalli up top. That's Gabby Root now with the basketball, and Green knocks it away. Jillian Green on the layup from the right side is good. Green's got 4 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers, who lead it 11-5. Maine with the basketball, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Maine kicks it out to, that'll be Hayden Root, up top to Bacalli now. Bacalli on the left side coming down the lane. Going to have a foul on Jillian Green. That'll be the first on Green, first team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Bacalli scores, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. And it's good. Bacalli's got 6 of Central's 8 points here. And Ashley Colton's going to check in. Zoe Shrub going to check in. Green and Darnhorst will come out for the Lady Zizzers. And tell you right now, Lady Zizzers are going to have to contend with Kylie Bacalli. She's got some speed. She can shoot the three. Now we got a blocking foul on Bacalli, and that's going to be her second. That's the third team foul. And Bacalli's going to have to go to the bench. Coming in will be Elena Dunn. So Bacalli goes to the bench with 2 fouls. Zoe Shrub on the right side, up top to McWilliams. He'll get a screen, and the shot is good. Ainsley McWilliams on the jumper for 2. It's 13-8, Lady Zizzers with the lead. 2:44 to go here in the first quarter. That's Maine with the basketball. gives it up to Gabby Root. Gabby Root up top, going to drive the free throw line all the way over on the left side. That's Root, and it's stolen by Ainsley McWilliams. McWilliams is coming up the floor, and she's going to get tripped up. And that's Peyton Root, I believe, going to get the foul there. So that's her first. That's a 14 foul on Central. And McWilliams will throw it in on the baseline. And up to Peterson, back over to McWilliams, who in the corner for three is no good. And Ashley Colton will run down the rebound. Shrub on the left wing. She'll drive the baseline, miss the shot. And we've got a travel on KM into the ball game. I'm sorry, folks. Kanaya Mujingila, I think, is the way you pronounce it. I'm not sure, but we'll call her Kanaya M. How's that? McWilliams will throw it in the ball, throw it in on the baseline. Peterson with it up top. She'll pull up for the three, and it is no good. And Kanaya with the rebound. Maine will bring it up the floor. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers up 13-8. And Maine with the basketball trying to drive. Put the floater up, no good. Didn't hit anything. Goes out of bounds. Lady Zizzer basketball. Coming into the ball game will be Jackson again. And coming out will be Gabby Root. Peterson will get a breather. And Delani Wahome will see first action of the ball game here this evening. McWilliams will bring it up across the timeline. Left side to Green on the wing. Down the corner is Shrub. They'll go back up top to McWilliams. She'll drive in, put the floater up. She's going to get fouled. And Ainsley McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the 15 foul on Central. And the foul, I think, yep, McKenna Main picks up her first. So now Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter, which is a minute 38. And McWilliams hits the first free throw. Ainsley with 5 points to lead the Lady Zizzers so far. And the second free throw is good as well. So give her 6 points. And it's a 14-8 Lady Zizzer lead. It'll be done with the basketball. Gives it up to Maine. Maine across the timeline. Up top. Setting the offense now for Central. And Colton almost stole it over there on the right side. Now Maine will pull up, and Green blocked the shot, but they're going to call a foul on Jillian Green, and that's going to be her second. Second team foul. So Green needs to be careful so she doesn't pick up another foul and have to sit down. First free throw is good for McKenna Maine. She's got 3 points in the ball game. And it's a 5-point Lady Zizzer lead. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. So Maine with four. It's a 4-point Lady Zizzer lead. Shrub on the right side. McWilliams back down to Shrub again. She's going to drive. Colton with it now on the right wing. Back to Shrub. She'll fire the three on the baseline. It's good. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And it's 17-10, Lady Zizzers with the lead, 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. Maine with the basketball up top. She'll go to the right side now. Picks up the dribble. And timeout is called by Central. 17-10, Lady Zizzers with the lead, 45 seconds to go, first quarter, coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to St. Joseph's Civic Arena. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers leading the Central Lady Indians 18-10. 45 seconds to go first quarter. And Lady Indians will inbound on the side, half court. And throwing it in is going to be Root. Root gets it in to Maine. Maine up top now, down to 40 seconds. Using the 35-second shot clock, it's down to 7. Root, 2 seconds, need to put the shot up, and it is no good. And Wahoming with the rebound. And now they're going to call a travel on Lady Zizzers. And you can tell the shot clock is kind of bothering Lady Zizzers just a little bit, because when it goes off on the defensive end, they stop. And Green's going to knock it away. McWilliams with a basketball, gets it to Shrub. Zoe is going to be knocked out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call a foul. Zoe Shrub going to the free throw line to shoot two. And this one, I believe, is going to be Root. Hayden Root, that's her second. And Zoe Shrub will shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. She makes the first one. Zoe's got 4 points in the ball game. And Zoe Scharnhorst is going to check in. McWilliams will get a breather for the Lady Zizzers. Also back in is Gabby Root, checking in for Hayden Root. And Zoe Shrub will shoot the second free throw. And it's good. She's got 5. Lady Zizzers lead it 20-10. 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bringing it up is Maine across the timeline. Maine up top, goes down to Root underneath. She's going to score, and Ashley Colton's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her first, third team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And so Gabby Root with her first basket of the ball game. She'll be shooting one. And it's good. 6 seconds. Scharnhorst up the floor. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Maine. 3.1 seconds to go first quarter. And Wahoming will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Jackson. Now 1.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Wahoming will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers on the baseline. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter, 20-13. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the St. Joseph Civic Arena. And it is the High School Basketball Winter Showcase. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Central Lady Indians 20-13 as we start the second quarter of play. And Central will get the basketball. But Jolly with it out top. And now she'll give it up to Gabby Root up top. And Gabby Root trying to drive. Kicks it off the corner to Jackson on the left side. Back over to Maine on the left wing. Maine with it. She'll go cross court to Pachali on the right wing. Pachali up top looking to drive. Now she kicks it back out. and they go inside. Now Maine at the free throw line. And 1 second, and that's a shot clock violation. And so turnover. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Lady Zizzers with a 7-point lead here as we are in the second quarter now. McWilliams up top, right side. That's Scharnhorst. Back to McWilliams. They'll go over left side to Hafer. Down into the corner, Scharnhorst. They'll go inside. Peterson kicks it out. McWilliams will fire a three. That one's off. Scharnhorst with the rebound. Inside, puts it back up, misses the shot. Green gets the rebound, puts it in. Jillian Green with 6 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by nine. Bacciali will bring the ball up the floor, walking it up for the Lady Zizzers across the timeline, or for the Lady Indians across the timeline. Bacciali comes to the left side, and it's knocked away by Scharnhorst McWilliams, and now there's a foul, and Bacciali just picked up her third foul. I'm pretty sure they're going to call it on her. Yes, they are. That's three on Bacciali. First team foul. And she'll have to come out of the ball game. And she's probably going to sit over there for the rest of the quarter. McWilliams. Bring it up the floor. Hafer on the left wing. Lucy to Scharnhorst on the right wing. Zoe kicks it to Green. Green over to McWilliams. Scharnhorst. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Green on the right wing. Now McWilliams, she'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Gets her own rebound underneath and ran into some problems. And Gabby Root comes out with the basketball. Maine will bring it up the floor across the timeline up top. Sets the offense for Central. Jackson with the basketball now up top. And Pinaya with the ball up top. And Peterson got a hand on it, but Roots puts a shot up, no good. Rebound, McWilliams. McWilliams pushing the ball up the floor. She's going to get it to Scharnhorst. Green now drives inside, puts the floater up and in. 8 points for Jillian Green. And got a substitution coming in. Grace English will check in now. And Gabby Root will have a seat for Central. Maine with the basketball. Lady Zizzers still picking up full court, man-to-man. McWilliams is on Maine. Maine up top, cross the, and she just double-dribbled the basketball. Turnover on Central. And the Lady Zizzers look to increase their 11-point lead here. Zoe Scharnhorst on the baseline, in and out, no good. And Scharnhorst saves it in to Shaylee Peterson, who puts it up and in. Shaylee's got 5 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 13. Maine across the timeline on the left side. She'll go to the wing, and now she'll come back. Goes to the right side. That's done in the ball game. Maine up top once again. On the right wing, down into the corner. English with the basketball and timeout. Central, 26-13. Lady Zizzers lead at 4:39 to go in the first half. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to St. Joseph, the Civic Arena, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers are leading the Central Lady Indians 26-13 with 4:39 to go here in the first half. And it will be Lady Indian basketball on the baseline. Maine will throw it in. They'll get it inside. Kanaya back out to Maine. Maine driving in the lane. It's blocked by Lucy Hafer. Green comes out of the pack with the basketball. Green drops it to McWilliams. She has it blocked by Kanaya. And then Jackson steals the pass on the inside. Another turnover on the Lady Zizzers. They're going to have to cut down on these turnovers in the ball game. Maine with the basketball up top. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. It's done down the left corner. Gives it to Kanaya. Now they try to go inside, and we're going to have a foul on the Lady Zizzers. And that's going to be Zoe Scharnhorst. First team foul on Lady Zizzers. So it'll be Lady Indians. They will throw it in on the baseline. And it's going to be done to do the honors. Goes inside. Jackson, it's blocked by Green. Green will bring it up the floor for Lady Zizzers. On the left side is McWilliams. Back to Green up top. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Scharnhorst with the rebound. And McWilliams limping there a little bit. And Ainsley McWilliams is going to have to come out of the ball game because the official stopped play. Left ankle must have stepped kind of odd there. So Zoe Shrub will come in. And she'll inbound on the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by the Lady Indians. So it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball again. McWilliams says she's okay. But they're checking her out over there. Still limping a little bit. Scharnhorst with the basketball. Hafer now on the left wing. Hafer back to Scharnhorst up top. Now they'll go left side to Green. Down the left corner is Hafer. Hafer dribbling up to the free throw line. Scharnhorst kicks it over to Hafer. She'll fire it up, and it's good. Lucy Hafer with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And Lady Zizzer lead is 16 now with 3:18 to go in the first half. And it's Kanaya up top and underneath. Lady Zizzer's let Dunn get behind the defense wide open, but the pass was too high. And so it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Scharnhorst will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Down the right corner, Shrub will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the Lady Indians. It'll be Maine to bring it up the floor across the timeline. Maine up top. 2:45 to go in the first half. Lady Zizzers up 29-13. Maine kicks it out to Root. Up top they go. That'll be English. English puts a shot up. No good. Rebound in there to Kanaya, and she scores on the putback. So she's got her first point for the ball game. Scharnhorst gets it to Peterson at the left wing. Down the left corner, long three is no good by Shrub, and the rebound comes down to Central. Bringing it up the floor is Root. Root with the basketball. Gives it to Maine coming down the lane, kicks it out, and Kanaya puts it up. No good. Rebound Shrub. Shrub will bring it up the floor on the right side now. On the wing, goes up top to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst on the left side. Green will fire, and that's in and out, no good. Shrub underneath, got a jump basketball. Should go to the Lady Zizzers here. Wahome and Ashley Colton are going to check in. Lucy Hafer and Shaylee Peterson going to come out, and now McWilliams is going to come back in. And let's see, Scharnhorst going to get a breather. So we'll have to watch Ainsley McWilliams and see how that left ankle does here. All right, Shrub, and the pass is knocked away. Going the other way is Root with it. And Colton's going to pick up the foul. That'll be the second foul on Colton, second team foul. And that's going to put Hayden Root to the free throw line to shoot two. Minute 46 to go in the first half. First free throw coming up. It's no good. 29-15 is your score. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Gabby Root will check in. And Grace English will go to the bench. Hayden Root at the free throw line to shoot her second free throw for the Central Lady Indians. And it's good. So that's the first point for Hayden Root. And here comes McWilliams up the floor. Gets it to Green on the left side. Back over McWilliams, back to Green up top. And now they get it over McWilliams on the right wing. She'll put up the three. It's in and out and no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So Ainsley McWilliams will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Looking at a minute 28 to go here in the first half. McWilliams going up top to Zoe Shrub. And now Colton will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson for Central. And now I have it. And so now it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball here on the side. Zoe Shrub to inbound to McWilliams. Shrub on the right wing. She's going to fire a three. That one's off. And underneath. And travel with the basketball. It'll go back to the Lady Zizzers underneath. So McWilliams to throw it in with a minute 10 to go here in the first half. Get everybody in position. They'll give it to Green. Turn around on the baseline is no good. And we've got a push on the Lady Zizzers. Delani Wahome picked up the foul, her first, third team foul. And Central coming up the floor. Main with the basketball on the left wing. Gives it up to Gabby Root. Gabby Root at top to Hayden Root now. 54 seconds, but 21 on the shot clock. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Central basketball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. 48 seconds to go in the half. And they'll get the ball into Maine. Maine up top. She's going to fire a three. It's good. McKenna Maine hits the three-pointer. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And it's a 29-19 lead. Colton on the baseline now. And shot up, no good. So it'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the baseline. Shrub to throw it in. They'll go up top. Nope, it's going to be knocked away by Root up the floor. Blocked by Green underneath. And Wahome's going to pick up another foul here. That'll be her second, 14 foul on the Lady Zizzers. And to the free throw line is Hayden Root to shoot two. 21 seconds to go in the first half. And the Lady Zizzer lead is down to 10. It was as many as 16. First free throw is no good. Shaylee Peterson, Lucy Hafer, and Zoe Scharnhorst going to check in. Green, Shrub, and Colton will come out. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, yep, there we go. So we got five players in there. Second free throw from Hayden Root is good. She's got 2 points in the ball game, and it's a 9-point lead for Lady Zizzers. McWilliams, Scharnhorst, they'll get it to Green. And Green, it's going to be a backcourt violation as Green threw it too high over the head of McWilliams. And the Lady Zizzers, too many turnovers here. Letting the Lady Indians get back in this ball game. Maine with the basketball. 9 seconds. Maine still looking. Now going to be Root, going to drive, puts it up and in. Hayden Root, and at the half, 29-22, Lady Zizzers with the lead over the Central Lady Indians. We'll be back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Everyone can use a little furry, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the St. Joseph Civic Arena. It is the high school basketball winter showcase, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Central Lady Indians by the score of 29-22 here at the half. This is your Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers led it 20-13 at the end of one. They were up by as many as 16 points in the second quarter, and they've now let the Lady Indians get back to within 7. So far, scoring-wise, for the Lady Zizzers, being led by Jillian Green with 8 points in the ballgame. Lucy Hafer, Shaylee Peterson, and Zoe Shrub all with 5 points in the ballgame, and Ainsley McWilliams has 6 points in the ballgame. Nobody's in foul trouble. For Central, 7 points for Maine, 6 points for Bocelli, 4 for Hayden Root, 2 for Kenya, and 3 points for Gabby Root. And also we're watching Ainsley McWilliams' left ankle. When she was going up for a shot, she stepped on somebody's foot and kind of rolled an ankle. And she was walking it off there a little bit, and then they went ahead and substituted for her. And she was over there on the bench and flexing and walking and doing all kinds of stuff. She came back into the ball game. She's limping just a little bit, but seems to be doing pretty good on that ankle. So we'll have to watch it. And, of course, the biggest fear will be after the ball game and overnight tonight, you want to do your best to not let that thing swell up and stiffen up on you, because they'll need her tomorrow for the ball game as well. So we'll keep an eye on that here in the second half. The biggest thing is the shot clock. Lady Zizzer's not used to playing with a shot clock here at St. Joseph's Civic Arena. Now, we can also tell you that the Lady Zizzer's, too many turnovers here in the first half. And it was turnovers and missed shots that let the Central Lady Indians back into the ball game, and also fouls, and where the Central Lady Indians were going to the free throw line there. So Lady Zizzers lead it 29-22 here at the half. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. We come back, we'll have stars the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal, get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons of Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back once again to the St. Joseph Civic Arena. We get ready to start the third quarter of play, and the Central Lady Indians will have the basketball first. Lady Scissors lead at 29-22 here as we start the third quarter. It'll be the original starting lineups in for both teams. And Bachali gets it to, we got a foul. Bachali's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And I have to see who this was going to be on. And Jillian Green just picked up her third foul of the ball game, first team foul. And Bachali hits the first free throw. She set out quite a bit of the first half in foul trouble with three fouls. First free throw is good. And the second free throw is good. And just like that, Central has cut the lead down to six. Nope, make it five. I thought that score wasn't right. Scharnhorst with the basketball to Hafer. Now Green. McWilliams on the left side. Green in the lane, puts a floater up off the backboard. No good. Rebound comes down, and Bachali will bring it up for Central. Bachali on the right side. She'll give it up to Jackson now up top of the key. That will be Kenyaya with the basketball. Main will dribble it out to the right wing. He's going to drive down the lane. Shot no good. Jillian Green with a rebound. And McWilliams will push it up for Lady Scissors. Gets it to Scharnhorst. And we've got a foul on Central. Jackson picked up a foul her first team foul here in the third quarter. Lady Scissors will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams throw it in. And here we go. Scharnhorst down the left corner. She'll dribble a free throw line back. Williams, McWilliams, three-pointer is no good. And rebound to Bachali, and she will push the ball up the floor. Gets it up ahead, and now there's a foul on Zoe Scharnhorst. That'll be the second on Zoe Scharnhorst. Second team foul on Lady Scissors here in the third quarter. And Kenyaya with the first free throw. It's no good. Second free throw coming up. And it's no good. Jillian Green with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Scissor lead is down to five. Green misses a layup coming down the right side. Main with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor, and she'll get it to Kenyai, but she lost it back to Jackson. Main with the basketball now. Main up top, trying to drive the lane, kicks it out, and no good. It's Kenyaya, and Green with the rebound brings it up the floor, gets it to Lucy Hafer, who scores. Hafer now with seven in the ball game, and leads back to seven for the Lady Scissors. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. But Charlie will walk it across the timeline, and now she's coming down the lane, kicks it out, and Kenyaya will throw it away. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball. And they're going to say the ball was tipped, so it'll go to Central on the baseline. Okay. Got better eyesight than I do because it wasn't tipped, folks. But Charlie will put up the three. It's no good. Scharnhorst with the rebound. Scharnhorst bring the ball up the floor. Gets it to McWilliams on the right side. Kicks it out to Hafer. Now drilling Green. And Jillian Green hits the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers have built the lead back up to 10 now with 5:20 to go third quarter. But Charlie across the timeline. Out top. Gets it to Kanaya. Kanaya, and it's stolen by Peterson. Peterson bringing it up the floor, and she's going to take it straight in, and she's fouled. So Peterson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe the foul is going to be on Kanaya. That's her first. Second team foul here in the third quarter. And Shaylee Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Lady Zizzers are not a good free throw shooting ball club, folks. They practice, practice, and practice, but they're not. Peterson missed them both, and the rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson gives it to Pachali, and she will bring it up across the timeline. Now she'll pull it out up front. They'll set the offense up for Central. And Green steps in and steals the pass. Green misses the layup, and it's going to go to Central. Green really needs to be a little bit more authoritative, taking that ball into the field, a little more aggressive, driving that ball in there on the layup. She kind of just, at the last minute, kind of floated it, and it didn't go. But Charlie will bring it up for Central. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it 34-24. Jackson up top for Central. And it's going to be stolen. Scharnhorst knocks it away. Green with the basketball and a foul on Gabby Root. That'll be her first. That'll be the third team foul here on Central in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side. McWilliams over to Scharnhorst. He'll kick it up to McWilliams. Hafer now on the right wing. And it's knocked out of bounds by Hayden Root. And it'll be Lady Zizzer ball in front of the Lady Zizzer bench. McWilliams brings it over on the left side to Scharnhorst. Now Green. Green on the baseline. Dumps it inside to Peterson, who's going to get fouled. Shot got blocked, but the foul is going to be called on Hayden Root. That's her third. That's the fourth team foul on Central. And Shaylee Peterson back to the free throw line to shoot two. 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. And Peterson missed the free throw. Zoe Shrub's going to come in. Zoe Scharnhorst going to get a breather for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers up by 10. Peterson's second free throw is no good. It hung up there. Green turn around, and it's good. Jillian Green now with 13 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 12. And it's Maine with the basketball. Maine on the left side trying to drive. Gets cut off by Zoe Shrub. They'll come to the right side. Down the right corner is Bachali. Charlie trying to drive. Now she'll kick it back out to Maine on the right wing. 8 seconds on the shot clock. And now Zoe Shrub is going to get called for the foul. No need to foul right there for Zoe because the shot clock was down to 6. But that'll be the first on Shrub. Third team foul. And they're trying to say she was shooting, but she wasn't. So they'll have to inbound on the baseline, but Charlie will throw it in. And get it to Kanaya, back to Bachali. Bachali in the lane, off the glass, no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. gives it back to Green. Green coming down the lane. It is blocked, and Green hits the deck. Foul's going to be called, and I believe that one on Kanaya. That'll be her third, and that's the 15 foul on Central. So Lady Zizzers can shoot free throws the rest of the quarter, which is 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Jillian Green shooting two. First one's good. Green now with 14 points to lead all scorers in the ball game. Kanaya's going to have to come out, and Jackson will come back in for the Lady Indians. Second free throw for Green. And it's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. Shrub with it. Now Peterson on the left wing. It's no good. Green with the rebound. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Hafer with the rebound. McWilliams with it now. Over to Green. Green driving. Pulls up on the baseline. Jumper is good on that left baseline for Jillian Green. And the Lady Zizzers are up by 15 with 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Maine ball is deflected. Shrub will bring it up the floor. Gets it up to Hafer down the lane. She's going to get fouled. Lucy Hafer is going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul. Hayden Root just picked. They're going to say that's her third foul. I already had her for three. Lucy Hafer to the free throw line. It's good. The first one is. Lucy's got 8 points in the ball game. Jillian Green will get a break. Ashley Colton in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And Lucy Hafer makes the second free throw. She's got 9. And the Lady Zizzers lead at 41-24. 2.5 to go, third quarter. And Zoe Shrubs is going to get called for the foul. Her second, fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Central will inbound on the side, about half court. Pachali with the rebound, or with the basketball. Boxed it across the timeline. Gives it to Gabby Root up top. Gabby Root, and she just double dribbled with the basketball. Well, .217 to go here in the third quarter. McWilliams with the basketball. Williams over to Shrub. Colton, and there's a foul on Jackson. That'll be the second on Jackson. And back to the free throw line to shoot two is Shaylee Peterson. And Shaylee makes the first free throw. So she's got 6 points in the ball game. And she makes the second free throw. Lady Zizzer lead is 19 with 2:06 to go, third quarter. Pachali with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline. Up top. And Zoe Shrub knocked it away. Pachali runs it down. Pachali up top. Now they'll go inside to Jackson, who scores. Jackson with her first point of the ball game. Shrub on the right wing, and that's knocked away. Colton with the basketball down low. She's going to get fouled. Ashley Colton's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Gabby Root just picked up her second foul. So Ashley Colton to the free throw line to shoot two. Looking for her first points of the ball game. And she makes the first one. So Ashley Colton has one. Now Gabby Root comes out, and into the ball game will be Grace English for Central. And second free throw, no good. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Lady Scissor basketball on the side. They said it was off of Maine. So Peterson will throw it in. McWilliams with it up top. Right side to Shrub. Down the right corner is Hafer. Back to Shrub now on the right wing. Up top to McWilliams. Peterson now. Colton goes, tried to go inside, threw it over the head of Peterson. Turnover on the Lady Zizzers. Maine will bring it up the floor. Minutes to go here in the third quarter. And shot is no good by English. And here comes the Lady Zizzers up the floor. Shrub, and that one's stolen by Bacalli. And she will be left all alone to score on the layup. Bacalli now with 10 points to lead Central. 44-28. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, with the lead. And Shaylee Peterson lost it off her hands out of bounds. It'll be timeout, Lady Zizzers. 44-28 to score. Lady Zizzers with the lead. 41 seconds to go, third quarter. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the St. Joseph Civic Arena. It is the high school basketball winter showcase. West Plains Lady Scissors leading the Central Lady Indians 44-28 with 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. And it'll be Central basketball. And up the floor, that's Root. Gives it up to English. Back up to Bacalli now. Bacalli up top. 27 seconds now. And there's 18 on the shot clock. Shot on the baseline is no good. Zoe Scharnhorst will run down the rebound. And... well, Bacalli knocked it in the air. Scharnhorst picks it out of the air and scores on the other end. Zoe Scharnhorst with her first points of the ball game. 3 seconds to go. Bacalli with it, and that's nowhere near. 46-28. Lady Zizzers lead it at the end of three, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to St. Joseph. It's the Civic Arena, and we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Lady Zizzers lead the Central Lady Bulldogs 46-28 here. And once again, it is the high school basketball winter showcase. Lady Zizzers will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Hafer down in the left corner. Cross court to McWilliams on the right wing. Peterson now. They'll go inside to Green. Green had it knocked away, and Bacalli picks up the basketball, and Zoe Scharnhorst is going to get called for the foul. That's her third first team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Central will inbound on the side. So Root will throw it in. And McWilliams almost stole it, but Charlie gets it all the way over on the left side to Main on the wing. Down into the corner is English. And Lucy Hafer steals the basketball pass up the floor. McWilliams is going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it is Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Well, I believe you could hear it in the background. Central folks are not happy with the officiating. All right. They're going to let Kenyaya come in. English will come out for Central. Zoe Scharnhorst will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Zizzers. And up top, that's Peterson. Right side is Hafer. She'll fire from the wing. It's no good. And Peterson couldn't hang on to the rebound. Goes out of bounds. And it will be, wait a minute, it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. I really thought that went out of bounds on Peterson. Up top they go to McWilliams. McWilliams to Scharnhorst. Zoe with the basketball. Gets it to Green at the free throw line. No good. And the rebound comes down to Main. Here comes Central up the floor. And the foul's going to be on McWilliams. That'll be her first. And that is the second team foul on Lady Zizzers. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 46-28. Their biggest lead of the ball game is 18, folks. Kenyai up top. And finally gives it up. Main on the right wing. Main will, well, down in the corner now to Root. Root in that right baseline corner gets cut off. Kenyaya gives it back up to Bacalli now on the right wing. Bacalli trying to drive. Gets in the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Jillian Green with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Left side to Peterson. Lucy Hafer now. Goes the back up to McWilliams. Back over to Hafer on the left wing. Back to Scharnhorst now up top. Jillian Green on the left wing. They go inside to Peterson. Peterson puts it up and in. Peterson now with 9 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 20 now. Their biggest lead of the ball game. But Charlie bring it across the timeline. 5:55 to go in the ball game. Shot clock down to 21. Jackson up top with the basketball for Central. Main on the left wing. And back up top to Jackson. And that one is going to be deflected. Scharnhorst picks up the loose basketball going the other way. Scharnhorst down in the right corner. That's Lucy Hafer. Backs up for three. It is no good, but Peterson's there. Missed the shot. And here comes Bacalli up the floor with the basketball. He'll pull up for a three. That one's going to be short. Green with the rebound. McWilliams. McWilliams will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, all the way down, kicks it out. Peterson puts up the three. It's good. Staley Peterson with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Three-pointer. Lady Zizzers now lead at 51-28. And timeout is called by Central. 4:51 to go in the ball game, 51-28. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the St. Joseph Civic Arena. It is the high school basketball winter showcase. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Central Lady Bulldogs, or Lady Indians, I should say, 51-28. Lady Scissors' biggest lead of the ball game, 23 points. Central with the basketball. That's Root on the right wing. Root drives down to the baseline, and now they're going to get Lucy Hafer. And that's the first foul on Lucy Hafer here in the ball game. Third team foul on West Plains. So Central will inbound on the baseline. But Charlie will do the honors to throw it in. And up top to Hayden Root. Root over to Bacciali on the right wing. Now it's going to be Gabby Root down on the baseline. She steps out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball. Four and a half minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Scissor's up by 23. Scharnhorst on the right wing. McWilliams with it now. Back to Zoe Scharnhorst on the right wing. Back to McWilliams up top. They'll go Green around to Peterson. Hafer down on the block. Kicked it back out to McWilliams. Green up top. She'll kick it out. Scharnhorst going to fire a three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Puts it back in. And Shaylee Peterson is in double figures now. She's got 14 in the ball game. And here comes Bacciali up the floor. Bacciali up top, now trying to drive the lane, kisses it off the glass and in. Bacciali has 12 points to lead the Central Lady Indians, and Scharnhorst going to get called for travel. It's going to be Central basketball. Jackson and Main come into the ball game. Kenaya and Hayden Root will come out. For the Lady Indians. 3:41 to go in the ball game, but Charlie with the basketball. She'll bring it up across the timeline, guarded by McWilliams. Gabby Root at the free throw line gives it to Jackson. Jackson dribbled it right into the hands of Ainsley McWilliams. Coming the other way, Green puts it off the glass, and it's good. Jillian Green with 18 in the ball game. It's a 25-point lead for the Lady Scissors, their biggest of the ball game. 3:10 to go in this game. 23 seconds on the shot clock, but Charlie looking to drive, and now they're going to say Jillian Green bumped her is what they said. Green now with four fouls in the ball game. That's the fourth team foul. And by the way, no fouls so far here in the fourth quarter for Central. So checking into the ball game is going to be Julia Willard for the Lady Scissors. Delani Wahoming will check in as well. And Bacciali will throw it in on the baseline. Gets it into Gabby Root. Root picks it out. Bacciali will fire the three. It's no good. And Zoe Shrub with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. Shrub will bring it up the floor. Willard driving the baseline. And now going to be a jump ball. It goes to Central. Bacciali with the basketball. He'll walk it up against McWilliams across the timeline. McWilliams, I must say, is moving really good on that ankle, so maybe it's going to be okay. And now here's another foul. Point won't count. But the foul is going to be called on Willard. That'll be the fifth team foul on Lady Scissors. Central is yet to commit, be called for a foul here in the fourth quarter. But Charlie will go to the free throw line, shooting two. She's got 12 points in the ball game, and she missed the first one. But Charlie leads the Central scoring here, like we said, with 12, and she missed the second free throw. Shrub with the rebound. As always, Shrub will bring it up across the timeline, kicks it to McWilliams now. Left side is Hafer. Hafer trying to drive that baseline. She'll kick it back out. And they're going to say that she stepped out of bounds. And it'll be Central basketball. Hayden Root will check in. And Dunn will check out for the Lady Indians. 2:20 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 25, 55-30. Bacalli up top, going to drive the lane now, and Bacalli's going to miss the layup. She missed the layup, and here comes McWilliams up the floor. And now a warning's been given to the Central coach, Roger Smith. He wanted a foul called. Cameron Brill will come in. Lucy Hafer comes out for the Lady Zizzers. Shrub will throw it in now. Gives it to McWilliams. Back to Shrub. Over to Cameron Brill now. Wahome at the free throw line. Brill on the left wing. Back up to McWilliams now. Right side to Shrub. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Wahome gives it to McWilliams, who will put up the three. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer, 58-30. And a foul is going to be called on West Plains. McWilliams picks up her second foul. And to the free throw line will be Bacalli to shoot two. Violet Hafer and Abby. Let me see here. Abby Hilt and Violet Hafer are going to be checking in for Shrub and McWilliams. And Bacalli missed the first free throw. Here comes the second one. And she missed that one. Brill with the rebound gets it to hit. Hilt. Hilt bringing it up across the timeline. Abby with the basketball on the right side. Willard. And there's a foul on Hayden Root. And that should be her fourth first team foul. So I'm thinking they've missing some fouls over there on scores table, because I already had her for four. That should have been her fifth. Abby Hill shoots the three, no good. And Bacalli with the rebound will bring it up the floor. Bacalli coming down the lane, and a foul is going to be committed on Wahome. That's her third. And it'll be Jackson to the free throw line with a minute eight to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 28. Jackson shooting one. And it's an air ball, folks. So now second free throw for Jackson. And she makes that one. Jackson with 3 points in the ball game. So we're coming up on 1 minute to go. Hilt with the basketball. Left side to Violet Hafer. Gives it to Wahome. Knocked back to Brill. Knocked out of bounds by Bacalli. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side with 56 seconds to go. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Violet Hafer on the left wing. Violet looking. And Willard gets the loose basketball on the baseline. Back to Hafer. Hafer back to Willard. She'll put up the three out of the corner. No good. And Hilt runs down the loose basketball. 37 seconds to go. Hafer down to Wahome, and it's going to be stolen away by Gabby Root. And Bacalli will bring it up. 26 seconds to go in the ball game. 20 seconds on the shot clock, so Lady Zizzers can't get the ball back. Long three is no good. Willard with the basketball. 15 seconds to go. Julia Willard across the timeline, gives it up to Hill. Over to Violet Hafer on the left wing. Back to Hill. Over to Willard. 3 seconds. That should be your ball game. 58-31. West Plains Lady Zizzers defeat the Central Lady Indians by the score of 58-31. All right. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in about 3 minutes with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping